as it relates to Inyana D'Yoma. And that is, we spoke a little bit over the last few weeks about the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says, it says in the Torah, V'inisim es nafshoy seichem, betisho lachoydesh bo'erev. You're supposed to fast on Erev Tisha B'Av. Betisho lachoydesh bo'erev. Fake the Gemara, v'chi betisho mesanin, v'alei be'asara mesanin. Everybody knows you fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. You don't fast on the 9th day of Tishrei. Elo lo'im alecho, kolo eichel v'shoy sebechi. If somebody eats and drinks on the 9th day of Tishrei, ma'lo olav ha'kosov, ki ilu mesana chi v'asiri. It's considered as if he fasted chi v'asiri. So it says in the Torah, v'nisa mesanav shoy seichem betisho lachoydesh. Chalila to think that it means that you're really supposed to fast on the 9th day of the month. What it means is you're supposed to eat on the 9th day of the month. However, if somebody eats and drinks on Tes Tishrei, it's going to be nechshav as if he fasted chi vasiri. So this came up a few times recently. Number one, we mentioned the Shibali Aleket. The Shibali Aleket said that why were Chazal so maflig in this mitzvah? In this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. It's such a big mitzvah. He says, because the tzedukin, we knew, took the Torah of B'Ksav literally. And it says literally in the Torah, it says you're supposed to fast by Asiri. So you know what the tzedukin used to do? They used to fast on the 9th day, and they used to fast on the 10th day. Says the Shibali Aleket. Anything that the tzedukim did by following the pashtus of the Torah Shebiksav, when Chazal were oikif what the tzedukim did, they were oikif to an extreme. So Chazal didn't just say, don't fast betisha. They didn't just say there's a mitzvah. They were maflik. They said, this was all. Another ha'ara that we spoke at recently as it relates to fasting on Erev Yom Kippur was Rabbi Kivega Shaila. Kivega had a Shaila. If somebody can't fast ba'asiri, does he still have a mitzvah to eat b'chi? What about Noshim? Do Noshim have the mitzvah to eat b'chi? Do we say it's a mitzvah's essay? Shazman Gerama, so maybe they don't have it, or maybe it's a chelik of the mitzvah of fasting ba'asiri, so maybe they would have it. Rabbi Kivega brings the shayla, it's a short chuvas Rav Kiveger, and he says, Tzorich in le'esapnai. He says, I simply don't have any time. Memelam blibing tzorich in. And we spoke at a chuvah from the Ksav Soifer. The Ksav Soifer, who was Rav Kiveger's grandson. So the Ksav Soifer said that Ateris Kane ben Ebonim. He said, my Zayd Rav Kiveger didn't have time to go through the noise, and he blibed tzorich in. He says, I have time, and Ateris Kane ben Ebonim, I want to be Marchiv on the Sofik of Kivega. He wrote a beautiful tshuva. We spoke at the whole tshuva on Daf Chav Zayin. We spoke at the whole tshuva. But either way, this is the idea that kol oichel b'chi u'mesane b'asir malu olav akosov kilu mesane chi v'asir. But it always bothered me. What's this malu olav akosov kilu mesane chi v'asir? Like, what's so special about fasting chi v'asir? Somebody takes luliv on the 15th, 16th, and 17th day of Sukkot, of Tishrei, it's Mal Olav HaKosov, as if he took the lulav of the whole Chodesh Kislev. I wasn't doing anything. Why are you trying to fast, bitchy? What is the Torah trying to give us here by telling us Mal Olav HaKosov, Kilo Misana, Chi Vasir? It says in Torah, you're supposed to fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. 10th day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. If you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, now it's getting me Mal Olav HaKosov, Kilo Misana, Chi Vasir. What's the Mila? What's the maila of maila olav akosov kilu mesane chi v'asiri? So I was thinking, ulai, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Tainis. The Mechaber over there discusses people that did averos, and because of the averos that they did, they want to take upon themselves tainiyos. So says the Mechaber, in Simin Tov Kuf Samaches, Sivkot and Dalit, Yesh Misha Omer, there's somebody that says, Sheshnei Yomim, Vishnei Laibois Ritzufin. If somebody fasts 2 days and 2 nights Ritzufin, Yesh Lahashvoisam the Mem Tainiyos She'en Ritzufin. It's the equivalent thereof to fasting 40 Tainiyos. Means if somebody has an obligation to fast 40 Tainiyos, someone has to fast 40 Tainiyos. So you could do it the long way. You could fast 40 Tainiyos. Or you could take the short scenic route. What you could do is you can go and fast 2 days Ritzufin, Shnei Yomim v'Shnei Leilois, and that's going to be Nechshav, as if you fasted 40 Tainis. Unbelievable Chiddush. It comes from Kadmoinim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Simit Tov Kuf Samaches of Katan Dalet. Fasting 2 days Ritzufis is Nechshav, as if you fasted 40 Tainis. It's brought down in all the Sfarim that Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur is Yemei Ratzin. How many days are there? There are 40 days. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li is soifei tevas. Yud, 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 yud. It's the gematria of 40. These are the 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. We spoke a lot about li. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The Megala Amukah is in Parshas Balak. Li is also the gematria of 40. There's an idea of 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. 40 days where a person has the ability to be mischaber, to come very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts Rishchai Deshalo. That's the psicha with the first Kiyah Shaifer, Rishchai Deshalo. That's when the Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li starts. That's when there's Oiros of Ratzon that comes down to the world where a person has an ability of Dirshu Hashem being Matzai Kra'u B'Yosek Karev to develop a certain closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it builds, it goes from Elul to Rosh Hashanah, to Aseres Yemei Tshuva, until it hits the apex. And that is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the end of these 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. The Sfarim say that there were tzaddikim that held that really a Yid should fast all 40 days. You should fast the whole 40 days, from Shchodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. These are 40 days of Yemei Ratzin. Now, it's a problem because you have Shabbos in between, you have a Shchodesh, you have Yontif. So there's a cheshbin of how the tzaddikim used to do it. But there was an inyan of 40 Tanesim. Why 40 Tanesim? Because there's 40 Yemei Ratzin. And if there's 40 Yemei Ratzin, there's an inyan that you're supposed to have 40 Tanesim. So maybe that's what it is. It comes Yom Kippur, we're going to fast Yom Kippur because we're mortals. You can't fast 40 days. However, Chazal said that if somebody eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's Malo Olav Akosov Ki Ilu Misana Chi Vasiri. It's as if he fasted Chi Vasiri. What's the significance? Why are you trying to fast Chi? Who asked you to fast Chi? What's the Milo fasting Chi? You know what the Teretz is? If you fast Chi Vasiri, so you have two Yomim for two Leilois Ritzufim, so now it's Nechshav like 40 Tanesim. It's Nechshav like 40 Tanesim. Now you just fasted from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way until Yom Kippur. Now already you're on the Madrega where you just captured the 40 days. The 40 days of Yemei Ratzin, the Ani, L'doidi, V'doidi, Li, Yud, 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 the Li of Abayim. This idea that the Tzaddikim used to fast 40 days. So you're able to get a mal all of akos of ki'ilu, which the Chacham Tzvi says maybe means even literal. Ki'ilu, there's another ki'ilu, by the way. Here's a ki'ilu, misana chi vasiri, that it could be, it's literally nechsha. So what's the inyan of fasting, eating chi, fasting asiri, so that it could be mal all of akos of ki'ilu, misana chi vasiri? It could be, it's for us to be able to get the tiniest of 40 days, the tiniest of all the Yemei Ratzin.